farmers that are selling cattle at the moment are receiving a price well below the cost of production, and they do need to be compensated for it, and that would need to be done retrospectively. If Britain does go out with no deal and there is a compensation package there, which the Minister has assured us will be there, it does need to be paid out to farmers that are killing cattle at the moment and even in the past.
How far back does it need to go in terms of backdating?
Yeah, that's something, to be honest, that does need to be worked out. But realistically, prices have been under pressure since the autumn, really, autumn of last year, and right through the winter and the spring. Normally prices should be rising at this time of year, and they're actually coming down.
It's been suggested that some factories have been taking advantage of the Brexit uncertainty and actually keeping their prices artificially low. Has that been the experience of farmers locally?
It's hard to tell, Donald. They are, I suppose, factories, are in an uncertain period as well, too. The cattle that they might be killing at the moment, we're getting very near to possibly Brexit Day, and the cattle that they're killing at the moment, when they're selling that into the UK market, they really don't know what they're going to be faced with as regards tariffs and that. So I can see where all the uncertainty is coming from.